You know, people have been more aware of where their food comes from because of this pandemic, and many have started gardening. Childcare has also been an issue, as some parents have stayed at home with their young ones. Tiana Kamen is the founder of Farm to Keiki and the author of a book of the same name. The book was meant to teach kids how to grow their own food and eat healthier. It may now be the perfect remedy for families during this pandemic. She spoke with the Conversations producer Jason Ubai back in early March, actually before the state shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Farm to Keiki is actually a movement and a couple of programs I started in 2010. And it's all about putting wellness and environmental sustainability into the spotlight while our children are developing their inner nature and their food preferences. So at the early childhood age, so 0 to age 8. Growing up on Kauai, I love nature. I love everything about the world. And my family traveled a lot growing up, and we got to see so many wonders of the world. But at the same time, while I was young, I saw a lot of devastation of especially the environment. And so I always go to the quote, be the change you want to see in the world, and also think globally, act locally. And so after seeing a lot of these things, I was an environmental studies major. I had my master's of science in nutrition. I came back to Kauai to act locally. And so I started wanting to change our food system by educating our teachers and our parents and our youngest children how to cook, grow, and eat locally. So I've been working a lot with the Department of Health and the Hawaii School Garden Hui, and I've been training preschool teachers around the state. Last year, we trained almost 500.
Maybe we could talk about the book, what's in it. I saw that there are like plant profiles and lesson plans. Maybe you could talk a bit more. What kind of plants are you showcasing in the book?
So the book is meant to be a toolkit. And this toolkit is everything you need to know to get started with hands-on activities, recipes, gardening, cooking, with infusing education, academics for kids. So there's three sections. The first section is Meet the Plants. And so this is all about introducing children and maybe ourselves to new plants and what are different activities you can do, what are different healthy recipes you can make, how will you grow this in your garden, or maybe if it's too big, how can you recognize it growing in different places, different farms on the island. Then the middle section of the book in our teacher's edition has curriculum. And so we take you through the Farm to Keiki topics. And this goes everywhere from learning about canoe plants and native plants to eating the rainbow and different parts of plants or how we use them in our lives. And then the last section is a compilation of simple recipes that you can cook with your children or for children. And as a holistic nutritionist and local food advocate, almost all of them are, I'd say, 95% locally sourced ingredients.
How do you get your kids involved so they become more interested in eating vegetables and things that are healthy for them?
So the Farm to Keiki solution is all about involving children every day in activities in the garden or learning math with, let's say, you have greens. We're going growing a garden. And so they can watch, let's say, your lettuce growing every single day and measuring it and counting how many leaves come out and looking at what critters come to eat it. And so they get engaged and want to eat what they're growing because it's exciting. And it takes also many times for children to like a certain food or become familiar with it. So my solution with Farm to Keiki is that we integrate it into everything we do, all the activities at schools, into we eat 3 to 6 meals a day. So these are all opportunities for education. And we make it really delicious. Send them, you know, practice gardening and cooking a little bit more at home, because a lot of us are so used to going to get food out. But cooking is an incredible activity to do with children, and they love it. And then they'll want to eat it more.
What age do you suggest this book on cooking? Because I know it's hard for a small toddler when you're working with fire or like anything sharp, but do you have guidelines for how old they should be before they do certain things?
Sure. So I believe it starts in the womb. But really, there's different practices for different ages, and you'll know based on your own child. But I have made sliced sushi with my 3-year-old goddaughter before. You know, we really are providing them things they can do well at. So maybe the youngest children, if they're 3 or 4, can be really good at stirring or adding ingredients. And as they get older, they'll have a little more hand dexterity to do the more complicated things. But I really believe in doing some fun and adventurous cooking recipes as long as you're watching, because it excites them to want to do more. And don't be scared.
You know, and as schools and childcare shifted to remote learning due to the COVID crisis, we decided to reach back out and catch up with Cayman to see how Farm to Keiki's teacher training program has changed.
We had trainings planned for all through spring and the summer to give free Farm to Keiki hands-on training for preschool teachers around the whole state. And with coronavirus, we had to shift. And so we ended up creating an online training that's going to be free for anybody who wants to take it on our new website, which is also they're both going to launch at the end of October. So the trainings, they're going to be 3 hours. Anyone who's an early childhood educator can get a certificate for professional development. And we're going to go through the Farm to Keiki book, give some basics about gardening and cooking nutrition with children. And it's really for any early childhood educators, elementary educators can take it too, or just people who are at home with their children and want to get them to eat healthier foods and start gardening and cooking. So this is all in sponsorship by the Department of Health. So we're just really appreciative. They were flexible with Corona, and we wanted to make sure that we could get our children outside, get our families outside, and cook healthy foods, because your health is the number one thing you can do to prevent getting really sick from the coronavirus. So
I think during this pandemic, a lot of people have taken up gardening and growing their own food. And this is a lot of people are staying at home a lot more and quarantining. So what do you think they can learn from this book?
So the book is it's a toolkit that you can really pick and choose different activities, different plants. So let's say you want to grow tomatoes or taro. You go ahead and go to the taro or the kalo page, and it will give you a planting rhythm, you know, just ideas of how do you plant it, how do you tend for it, and also when you grow it, what can you cook with it, cooking tips, and then different activities for the kids. So for people who are just getting started with growing, it gives you a little snapshot of what can you grow here. Most of the plants I listed are really easy to grow. We wanted to focus on those ones. And then as you go through the lessons that are in the book, it gives you, you know, different ideas of how to care for the plants. It's not necessarily a how-to-garden book, but that's going to come out in future trainings that we do. Folks can also tune into our Instagram, our social media, our Facebook, and I periodically give different kinds of tips of what's in season, how do you harvest this, how do you cook this. So that's a great place to go. As well as the new website is going to have lots of information, so it plays off the book. So maybe we have a page about kalo or growing taro, and we really will make it come to life with the new website launching at the end of October.
All right, and all that's available online now. That was Tiana Cayman talking about her cookbook and training program to teach kids how to cook and prepare fruits and veggies. Early educators and parents can find out more about the training program and purchase the book at Farm to Keiki's website. You can find links at hawaiipublicradio.org.